Oh, we're starting.
Oh, are we recording? I actually didn't know. That wasn't a joke this time.
Yeah, I have no idea.
This is some cheesy fucking shit.
At least focus.
So far, I'm at a loss.
Seriously?
The main theme has played like 8 times already.
What, this was the gimme?
I'm so disappointed in you.
Think loaf.
Think oh, it's meat. Oh, he'll do anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the instrumental version.
Well, fuck this. This is meatloaf minus loaf. It's meatloaf minus meat. Just loaf.
Just loaf.
Well, I have no room in my heart for loaf. Turn this bullshit off. That just angered me. At least quieten it. So that'll come in handy later. We'll talk about why loaf is so important to today's podcast. as I'm fucking with the levels, which I probably should have done earlier. Oh, I was turning up me, and I thought I was turning up Josh.
Figures.
Which is not even something I'd really want to do.
Yeah, why?
So, Hijinks and Sue podcast, lucky number 13.
What?
I can't handle any more of your...
Turn that shit off.
...musical... nonsense. God, just kill it. That's making my balls hurt. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 13. Standard, non-special crew in the house today.
Woo!
Joel, hijinksandsue.com. Hi, I'm here. Eli, internet.web.
We eat the mistakes here, Monsieur Abe.
But I dropped a glass!
Eat it! Mangez la verre!
Wait for it.
Abe, I said we could be millionaires. Would you...
Eli...
That'll come into play later.
Eli the glass pickle is here. And Josh, still on loan from internet.com.
What's up, sluts?
I have a feeling that I'm only hearing you out of Eli's mic. Talking to your mic.
Hello.
Who are you supposed to be? Track two? You're track one.
Who knows?
Talk.
Testing.
Yeah,
hello.
That's great. Okay, that's perfect. That's hot.
That's beautiful.
That's super hot. And, okay, number one, get me some decent background music.
Not that shit you were just playing.
Yeah.
All right, let me.
There's going to be enough loaf in this show anyway.
Quit. Get rid of this karaoke album.
Oh, you're not. Don't fuck around with this. Whatever, man. I'm just.
This is so fucking stupid.
So, we got a lot. We got way too effing much to talk about this time. And here's why.
I don't even know if we're going to get to mail sack.
No, we're going to basically start with mail sack so that we can get it done and then finish
wow.
it.
Oh, it's
first off,
lightning round.
Lightning round.
Sweet.
Okay, here's why we have way too much to discuss. Number one. The mail sack is huge. It's plump. It's ripe. It's falling off the tree.
Awesome.
So we'll do that.
I love big sack.
I got a couple of emails from readers that have to be addressed on the podcast. And then, I just want to leave a big chunk at the end.
We have Thursday to talk about. Well, we have Lost. We have Battlestar.
No, see, yeah. Those are the things that might get cut because I want to leave about a 6-hour chunk at the end to talk about this weekend. I mean,
glorious weekend.
I want to blow through everything we can as quickly as possible.
Glorious.
So we can talk about the best weekend ever.
Yeah.
How it was the most successful win.
My weekend was actually longer than yours.
The what?
You're a time traveler?
Yeah, no. What did you do Sunday? Because I actually still
I
went
worked.
And did things.
I drew
exactly.
A comic. Oh, you went and saw the Fag Hag.
Right. Margaret Cho.
Well, you didn't have to clarify. I think I said her name.
Yeah, or whatever.
For the win.
Did you notice? Okay, so you went to see Margaret Cho. I'm not even going to ask you how that was. I don't care.
Right.
But
it was funny.
Did you know that in the last like 2 years, she's decided to cover her entire body with tattoos?
She showed some of those on stage. Some of them.
She's tatted from like top to bottom now, and she wasn't last time she was.
She picked
relevant.
Up her shirt to just under where her breasts would be. Hot. If I ever looked or cared.
Super hot. And yeah, like her audience would be like. Those look like balls.
Show me your titties. And then it's like, oh, no. That put your titties away.
But she had tattoos going all the way around. And it was actually pretty cool.
Was it illustrating her love of homosexuals?
I couldn't tell from where I was sitting if they were peni or not.
Was it funny at all? Is she funny?
Yeah, no, it was pretty funny.
She relevant?
In the general sense, no, but she was pandering to a 98% gay crowd.
I'm sure she doesn't even have to try.
Although, my favorite part of the whole evening, at one point she did make one joke about George Bush, and I don't know how this happened, but there was a straight couple sitting next to me.
By accident?
It was so weird. I think it was the only couple in the house, and they got up and left.
A straight conservative couple at a Margaret Cho show.
Made, it was like two-thirds of the way through the show, like the entire thing was like, oh, dicks, huh, dicks. Like,
wait, let me.
Posse, dicks. Let me George guess, Bush, they left.
Let me guess her entire act. Her entire act is, we all get this joke because we all like dicks.
That was probably 70% of it.
Like, she's basically a gay man.
Pretty much.
She might be.
She could be. She made fun of Canada for a little bit there,
did
too.
Did you check for dong? Was she swinging?
Wait, she made fun of Canadians?
Yeah. It was
that's
just
not which Canadians?
It was all... she was talking about racism and something about the wall in Mexico, and we don't have that for Canada, and if we did...
They're not a race.
Whatever. Mm. They're French.
No.
That's almost enough reason to hate them.
No, we love Canadians. Because lots of hijinks and sued readers are Canadian.
Right.
No, actually, we kind of hate Canadians because they
might,
don't watch...
Person who's not affiliated with my website.
They don't watch Batman. They don't watch...
What are you talking about? Why do Canadians not watch Batman?
Arrested Development. I don't know.
What are you even talking about
God,
now?
Man, are you already on drugs? Yeah. I mean, it's way too early in the show for you to stop making sense.
He was going through heroin withdrawals when he was born.
Eli, it usually gives us at least a good 30 minutes before his non sequiturs kick in, but... Okay, so anyway... We've got way too much to do. Okay, number one.
Do it.
Number one.
Do
stuff
it.
Stuff that has to be done before the mail sec. Okay, number one. The first VHS recipient will receive Undefeatable.
Yeah, and...
And some extras.
And some extras. There's I guess by the time...
Bonus content.
By the time this goes up...
Director's cut.
By the time the podcast goes up, mm-hmm. this person should be receiving
it's Aaron. Aaron's going to have it first. Commenter Aaron...
Congratulations.
Is number one
right.
on the
Congratulations.
List.
Congratulations. Woohoo.
You didn't, like, turd in the box or anything,
I may
you?
Have turded in the box.
No, he didn't.
It's my turd in the box.
It was me.
Oh, okay. Well, let's even, Aaron would know.
I was like, I'll give you a minute with the box.
He'd be like, these are not Mexican shits.
Yeah.
These are far too dainty.
Yeah, they were little pebbles.
Dainty shits?
Like, yeah, Josh
like
Rabbit
fucking
pellets.
Fucking deer. I like,
yeah.
Josh like pellet. Pellets.
Yeah. Well, it's because of your iron intake.
I don't even know what that right. means.
So that's on the way.
It's on the way.
Do you want to say anything stuff. About what's in the box, or is it just let it be a surprise?
I'll let it be a surprise.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box? John Doe has the upper hand.
Yeah.
Don't open the box. Whatever.
That was Rig. I mean, that was Riggs.
It was
Rig.
No,
that
it was not Riggs.
No, you were doing Riggs. That was not whoever. What's his name? Morgan Freeman.
I would love to see
Walter Matthau.
I would love to see yes. Lando play the part of what's-his-face in 7.
For Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Don't look in the box. Like, John Doe has the upper hand.
Usually
and a Colt 45.
Usually I got the upper hand with my hose.
Yeah. Upper strong pimp hand. No.
I would love to see a lot of those movies remade with just replacing out like one character.
Lando's in all of them?
Yeah, everybody stays the same, but Lando... Is in at least
a pivotal role.
Yeah, like he's like Gandalf.
Look,
what?
I'm going to revoke your Gandalf calling privileges. You've called up Gandalf in twice now in a row in times that didn't make any sense.
I like Gandalf.
I like wizards.
And I like Lando.
Listen, I like two things. I like, three things. I like beer, I like Gandalf, and I like Lando. Landolf.
It's all I
Gando.
Know. Gando.
Gando the Gray.
No.
Comes back as Landolf the White.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, hang
no.
on. He comes back as Landolf the Super Black.
Yeah, that's...
He's far blacker when he comes back from the dead. All right, Landolf. Okay, number two. I don't want to say hi to anybody that might be listening who recently found the site from StumbleUpon. I don't know what happened, but there have been like a bajillion StumbleUpon visitors in the last week.
Sweet.
Like 4 times the normal traffic.
So like yes. 12.
Like 17.
So welcome awesome. To your first and last episode of the
yeah.
podcast.
Oh, they've already turned it off. They've been like, what the fuck is that click?
It was like the half hour of Dead Space. At the
no,
beginning.
Well, here's the thing that's weird. They're all going to the comic that has the post about when I started the experiment. So maybe they're learning about that.
That's
I don't know.
Weird.
So anyway, welcome. That's all. Number two.
Go away.
Eight, number nine. Seven. The shirts are in for the orders from early April to late April. I think it was the 1st through the 18th. Roslyn 08 shirts should be going out tomorrow and the next day, and so should the first round of Fancy Bastard tees.
I'm wearing my Roslyn shirt right now.
Fucking awesome.
And yeah, I was complimented on it at work several times.
I'm so jazzed about how awesome that shirt came out.
I'm so hip and timely with this garment.
Here's the thing that sucks about the Roslyn shirts is...
She's a total bitch this season.
Oh, God, oh, she's being what? A whore. No. Number.
She's being a total Virgin Mary.
What?
She's just getting in the way, not letting Jesus do his
Dude,
thing.
Dude, Adama's been there. She's no virgin.
Yeah, he's.
Spoilers.
He's that docked shit. That bay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. He's what's the?
Wow.
He's landed that ship.
No, what's the landing? The emergency landing word they use.
Going in hot.
Yeah, I think he's gone in hot
on that.
A
and what?
Battle landing.
He's pried the bay doors open.
Yeah. I think we're talking about 2001 now. So
he's fired his rocket date. Into the...
Stop it.
No,
it's like Superman 4. He hurled his rocket into the sun.
Your metaphor should be as long as it takes them to launch a nuke. Like that one episode where half the episode they're like, Mr. Gator, open the little door and stick the key in it. Mr. Gator, twist the key halfway. And like 10 minutes later, Mr. Gator, give it another quarter turn. I'm getting serious about this. Just fire the damn nukes, Bill! My eye! That's my Thai impression. My Colonel I impression is that no matter what anybody says, they're like, hey, are you going to the mess hall to get food? I can't find it. Maybe it's with my eye! And my dead wife. I did what had to be done. Bill! So angry! Also, a robot! So, anyway, what was I talking about? Shirts? Yeah, the shirts.
Yeah,
oh,
shirts.
Yeah, the thing about the shirts is that they're. Come November, I guess they're irrelevant. I guess I could change it to Roslyn 12. Like, no, we got it. We still got it wrong.
Right.
So they're
gonna
going
fucking,
out.
Like, she's
going
to cancer out anyway, so.
No, they'll keep her to the end of the show.
Nah,
she'll
whatever.
Die on the last one or something. Why doesn't she drink more baby blood?
That's
for
a good
first
point.
Time.
That's a good
because
point.
Hera is gone. The Cylons have her.
No, they don't.
Dude, they can tap.
Don't
Boomer
they?
Shot herself and ended up on the ship and got the baby back and came back and she's had it for like a half a season.
There was no proof that it was that baby's blood anyway, so they just, I'd say start tapping all babies.
Yeah, just drink baby
wow.
blood.
Just like jab them into like
pop a tap in them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then pump. That works fine.
Pump the baby?
Yeah. And then, and then
the magic.
We'll never have to say, let's talk about Battlestar because we're just going to do it all during the whole episode.
Right.
So it's fine.
Right.
Okay. Reader emails. A few things I'm going to point out. I'm going to post a picture of this. You guys won't be able to see this. One of the readers sent me a birthday present. No, even though it's not my birthday, it was somebody's birthday. Charles. Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck sent me a picture. I guess I can share it, of a birthday cake that says, Happy Birthday, you fancy bastard.
Fantastic. That's
nice.
Beautiful.
So he wins the internet.
You win.
That's the best thing I've ever seen. Some guy had to eat that. I'm hoping the guy that they got that for didn't know what it was about. And he's like, hey, huh? Also, this is the best part. Let me read this. Yesterday was my brother's birthday, and we went to Dairy Queen to get a cake. The best. Okay, imagine
oh,
the
fuck
setting.
Yes, Dairy Queen.
Dairy
thank
Queen.
You.
Okay,
I love Dairy
but
Queen.
But you're at Dairy Queen, which means you're at a truck stop or you're between towns with power. So you're in a bad place. Okay, after much negotiation, they agreed to write what we wanted on the cake.
Much ago negotiations.
Yeah, they're like, we can't write curse words on the cakes. And he's like, no, it's not bad. It's just fancy bastard. No,
his parents were
I
not
can
married.
Say, fancy gentleman. No, give me the icing. Just give me the icing.
The negotiations have failed.
give me. Henry Kissinger's in there. We need to come to an agreement. Icing. Faster.
They've knocked out the communications.
They've gone in the ventilation shaft.
Right. So, that was awesome. Number two, who else sent me something awesome? Oh, this came from Carrie. So get this, jackholes. So we'll talk about this at the end of the podcast. But we were at this Mystery Science Theater live cinematic Titanic event.
Oh my god, it was so awesome.
Which we'll take up hours with in a minute here. But so a reader named Carrie emails me and she's like, "Hey, I saw you guys at the thing at the Angelica Mystery Science Theater. I wanted to say hi, but you were in line." We had a fan. There's a fan there that
Holy
recognized
crap.
Us.
Oh, you jerk. You didn't come say hello? Man, you could
have cut this. You realize how cool that would have been? Because everywhere I go, I already feel like cool enough.
Right.
That would have pushed it over the edge.
That actually would have made me feel cool for once.
Right. That would have... Wow. So anyway...
I probably would have panicked and punched her.
You would have
beat, oh, God! You would have, oh, my God!
You would have gone Tyrell on Callie on yeah. her face and just beat her
nice.
To death with a wrench. Hey, I really like your guys' show. Yeah, so.
So much for the baby
sleeping. Don't kill the readers. But that would have been, I emailed her back. I said, do you realize that I've never actually met a reader or a listener in person that I didn't already know or that didn't work with Josh and Eli?
Right.
So that would have been cool. But thanks for ruining my moment, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
So if you see us somewhere, assault me. Say
yes,
hi.
Please do. Him, yes. Not me.
What? So that was cool. That's reader, you know, personal friendly mail. Let's do this whole internet real quick and then move on. First off, I hate everything about Star Wars because apparently I would only know about this because the internet told me. I don't watch this TV thing. Is that they had like a Star Wars day on Deal or No Deal.
What?
I'd rather
what?
Die. Apparently, everyone on Deal or No Deal, like all the bitches, were dressed as Leia.
No,
and
wait,
slave
what's
girls.
What's Deal or No Deal? What the fucking
nice, nice.
Yeah, that's enough of it. That ends that. Number two is this guy posted up this Battlestar theory, which plays right into mine. I guess we can go ahead and talk about Battlestar, but.
We're going to anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay, this will be part one of a 9-part series during this episode where we talk about Battlestar. Is that my theory is that this has all happened before, this will all happen again, refers to the fact that all humans are Cylons from a previous time, and that this recent thing with the Cylon-like Holocaust that they're doing where the Cylons are lobotomizing the dumb ones and they're going to revolt, that I think that's it starting over. And so this guy posted this theory online that was his theory, basically.
Oh, it's the fucking Matrix.
No. Is that the Cylons are going to kill all the metal Cylons are going to kill all the skin jobs and then start the whole process over again. Because just last week, Six was like, I don't have robot shit in me, bitch. I've got flesh and blood, motherfucking veins.
I wouldn't be surprised if the skin job Cylons end up killing all the human Cylons. And then... The skin job Cylons effectively become human.
No, the skin job Cylons are humans. What are you talking about? You mean kill all the four? What? Who? Skin jobs are human. What are you talking about?
They're still Cylons.
Which Cylons are you talking about?
The human Cylons.
Like Tyrell?
Yeah. And all of them. Six, Boomer.
Why? It,
just
you're saying skin job, but you mean toasters. Skin jobs are like Six and...
I mean
Cable.
Skin jobs. I'm talking about Six and Boomer.
And who are you saying they're going to kill?
They're going to kill all the actual humans.
Oh, you said human Cylons because you're retarded.
What?
So you did. I'll play it back. You're an idiot.
I'm sure.
Right. So wait, if those are skin jobs, then
at that point, the Cylons effectively become human, and the whole thing starts over again.
They can't breed because they're all the same ones. And if you ever noticed, get this shit. Here's why this show doesn't work.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. My love for it extends beyond, like, love for a child. So, you know, whatever. I'll give it slack.
Fuck your daughter.
They've already said there's a million sixes on that ship. Okay, if there's like a billion gajillion Cylons and there's like 30,000 humans left, just send them all at once. Just all of them go to that one place and then kill them all.
There's a logistical problem with that. Much like every Mexican coming into the United States for a job.
Yeah, he's got a point.
A lot of logistical problems.
I see. So they couldn't like... There's not enough space to occupy all those ships. Like.
Right.
The Cylons can't all cross that river at the same time.
You after a while,
so Cylons have their shoes over their head.
Yeah, you can't.
They're wading through the water.
You can't clean a bathroom any after a certain point. Like, if it's super clean, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, you're saying there's not enough jobs for Cylons? Right. What are you talking about, man?
Wait, so if that's a skin job, so then is the baby, are babies, like, half human, half baby, like, foreskins?
Wow.
Jobs,
and moving on.
Stop talking.
Will Arnett put a baby in Amy Poehler. So that's going to be the coolest kid ever.
Oh, he finally knocked that bitch up?
Yeah.
Winners always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
You're not allowed to have sounds anymore.
Well done. That was pretty quick. I'm proud of you.
Amy Poehler is pregnant. You should have had the clip of about him loving abortions.
Because I love them.
That actually is going to be a pretty genius baby.
Dude, let's...
I can't wait for that.
Let's...
That baby's going to be born on a Segway.
Let's... He's going to be born in a flash of flash paper. And they're going to lose it in an Aztec sarcophagus or whatever.
So, Aztec tomb.
Congratulations to Baby Comedy. I've dubbed the Baby Comedy funny. And,
it's probably going to grow up to be a dramatic actor.
There was another thing on the internet that was actually pretty funny. You know how the original Battlestar was all about
being
Mormonism,
and stupid?
But Mormonism was the basis for
the history of Mormonism.
Yeah. The real life history of Mormonism. Well, okay. They're now saying that, like, do you not understand that they're still doing that? That Baltar is Joseph Smith.
Sure, whatever.
Because Joseph Smith was a polygamist. Baltar has a harem. Joseph Smith spoke to angels. Baltar has six.
Sure, whatever.
Sure. Like, move on, don't care.
Yeah, boring.
Sure, I buy into it.
That chick that married Gary Coleman is divorcing him because he stomps around like Rumpelstiltskin throwing temper tantrums and bashing his head in the wall.
Wait, what?
This was her quote. If he doesn't get his way, he throws a temper tantrum like a 5-year-old, and he stomps on the floor and yells, meh! Starts throwing stuff.
And they're going to be like, meh, meh.
Whoa. And then bashes his head in the wall.
Well, I don't think we can do that.
And they got married like a month ago, and this is how they're going to settle their divorce, on divorce court.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
He's like, bitch, I'm leaving you. Divorce court pays $2,500 a person. Let's go.
Nice.
That reminds me of civil divorce. That's like here in town.
Oh, yeah.
There's a car that drives around with a big logo that says civil divorce.
Yeah, no, down in Oaklawn they have 1-2-3 divorce.
Oh, why? Because you're not mad at each other and just want it done.
Yeah, and it's just like, this was a mistake.
And you've both got $50 and you're both dudes.
No, don't have to worry about that.
I see.
It's like, I thought we were only going to spend the quality time in the car that I paid for. I don't know how we got married.
Yeah, this is a mistake.
Wait,
20 minutes turned into way too long. Yeah. Nathan, Captain Tight Pants, has a new show, ABC pilot, called a dramedy called Castle.
What?
That's going to suck. I hope it's great.
We have a problem.
Oh, actually, yeah. Great. I think his character ended up leaving... Desperate Housewives. Like,
your
the
favorite
last episode.
Show.
It's not my favorite show,
oh,
but I do watch it.
You love it. You want to make love to it.
No.
You want to put babies in its brain.
Why would I want to make love to a show called Desperate Housewives?
Because there's no such thing as desperate house husbands. They don't have those, do they?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
I'm going to show you this sign. This is from, God, I don't know where it's from. I want to pretend it's from Mexico. It's a sign for rabbit meat, and it's Bugs Bunny with all of his skin cut off.
and his ribs ripped open.
That is horrible. What is that?
It's you, Bugs Bunny.
That's how us as children were like,
that's
okay.
How you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, they must have rabbit meat there.
Yeah, it's we're like,
carne
no.
de rabbit.
Right. We're like, ah, Bugs Bunny. See.
Eat him. Yay.
And then there's all these. Nah, of course, when you saw Bugs Bunny cartoons, that's all you saw anyway.
Yeah, when I was watching Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck, I was like, nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom. God, that looks good. You're staring down at an empty tortilla full of dry beans, and you're like,
sure could use some rabbit.
God, this would be good with carne de bunny. And then there's a Cylon that's like, trabajo? Trabajo? Necesitos trabajo?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Speaking of SNL alumnus, Jimmy Fallon officially takes over for Conan.
Yeah, and that, ugh.
Can they change the name of the show to, like, I'm Toilet. Sorry. Toiletshow.com.
Just call it not Adam Sandler, the Late Show.
Turdshow.com.
Man.
Dude, no, that's how he could save the show. He could do his mediocre Adam Sandler impression always.
Right.
It's always in character.
He just becomes.
Piece of pie.
Where did you get a guitar? That was the only funny thing when he was Adam Sandler on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Trebek's like, where did you get a guitar? He likes to eat a turkey with a big brown shoe.
No, the only funny thing that I think he ever did was... that thing he did Talking It Up.
Oh, the Barry Gibb talk show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking It Up. Oh, what the Barry Gibb talk show. That was...
Robin. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
No.
Justin Timberlake is a brilliant, creative, comedic actor.
I'll have to give him that.
I mean,
His episode of SNL, I was fucking laughing so hard.
He's done like two episodes, and he's been on like five, and he's stolen the show every time. I don't care for him as a musician.
It's because he fucking grew up on the Mickey Mouse show. He like knows how that shit works.
Yeah, he knows how... shitty fart jokes in like a Mickey Mouse context work. That's great.
Yeah.
He's like, can we wrap this shit up? I'm fucking both Brittany and Christina in like 8 minutes.
You know,
we're 12.
He was probably fucking Moeva too.
Moeva. Was she the adult for
yes.
the first couple of seasons?
Yes.
With Fred.
Fred and Moeva. And the Mouseketeers.
She comes in and she's like, hi, I'm going to audition. My name's Beth. Beth. That is, we're going for an ethnic. Moeva? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Whatever. I liked Fred Froeva because he's like, my name's Fred and I make mouth sounds. And I'm like, I can do this for a living. I will get the job that you have where you go like, burp, 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 burp. So he's like, hey. He would do little things where he's like, here's how to make a fart. I'm like, whoa, best job ever. Plus, you get to wrangle all these 90s large haired children.
Whoa, wrangle.
Huh? Del Toro's directing The Hobbit.
Yeah, that I'm not appalled by that.
I think it's awesome.
Very interested to see how that turns out.
I hope it is spooky and creepy, and there's a bunch of no-eyed monsters.
And I hope it's rated R. And
I want it to be rated dicks. Rated dicks on everything. Bilbo's like,
Sting is going to be replaced with a giant dildo.
A dick.
Like, still glows blue.
Here's my sword. Dick. He's like, oh, it glows. It gets hard when there's an orc around.
No, I just got a boner.
It's actually not a sword at all. Who gives him Sting?
What?
Who gives it to him?
Does he get it at the elf council thing?
I don't know. Whoever gives it to him just has their fly on done, and they're like, grab my blue sword. He's
grab
like,
my
oh,
blue balls.
That looks great.
And watch the sword arise.
Activate it with your mouth. And then what happens? It means there's orcs nearby. Activate it faster. They'll be here soon. Oh, it's
unsheath
mouthful.
It. No, sheath it. Unsheath.
Unsheath again.
Sheath.
There's unsheath. A little sheath on the end. You have to keep pulling it back and forth to get it off quickly. Faster.
Quickly.
Slower. Too much teeth.
Wait, they're getting further away.
Then, oh, go. Oh. Dirt. Shouldn't have pumped me so hard. Smoke's just a big curled up dick.
That's
boing.
Smoke.
That's gonna
is
be
that the name of the dragon.
Smog. You fucking
right.
retard. Get
that's
out.
That's
dude. Fourth grade, man. It's been fourth grade since I read that.
The
book.
Hobbit is gonna be awesome just because that one movie that he was associated with, The Orphanage. That is a
The Hobbit was in that?
No.
No.
Del Toro?
Del Toro.
Del Toro was awesome anyway.
No, but he didn't even direct The Orphanage. He was just like...
He just saw it.
Yeah, he was like, he saw it and was like, this is awesome. I'm going to just put my name on it.
Oh, that's what Quentin Tarantino does.
Yeah, and that's what he did for The Orphanage, and The Orphanage was awesome. That's like one of the best ghost stories
I've
seen in a long
time. All of the orphans have eyes on their hands.
They kind of do.
And no eyes on their face.
It's fucking fantastic. Even though it's all in Spanish, so I had to put the
Of course
subtitles.
You didn't understand any of it, right?
No.
And
it's like, what?
Do I have to go Los clean? Orfanarios? What the fuck are they talking about?
Why aren't they all cleaning the orphanage?
So, they're actually, I mean, you cannot keep a vampire, a half vampire in prison. There's no way Wesley Snipes is going to do a 3-year prison sentence.
Oh, God.
He will wait until they're not looking, and he will break the neck of every person between him and the door with karate, and then he'll fly away.
Have you ever heard him on commentary? I listen.
Movie?
Well, I go to for Blade.
Is he intense like Blade? He's like, this is the part where I didn't give a shit.
He's really arrogant. Like,
yeah, he is. He loves himself.
My dick is huge in this scene.
Yeah,
he loves himself more than you do, Joel.
Ooh.
I will take issue with this.
No, he out loves himself.
Much like Riker.
To you. I don't
know. Riker?
No, Riker gets loved.
Riker and Wesley Snipes on commentary, because I go to...
Oh, you mean on... Jonathan Frakes thinks he's the shit director of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, I directed Outer Limits, motherfuckers.
Didn't he direct Clockstoppers?
He directed...
that kids movie where they're like, freeze time.
And he directed...
And he's like, I'll lose hair and get fat. I wish I could freeze time.
He did First Contact.
No, he's good at Star Trek. He directed
a lot
of episodes,
too. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay, if you watch First Contact, it has two commentary tracks. One by him, and then one by, like, the two producers that actually did the work.
Rick Berman and Brendan Braga.
You go back and forth between the two, and those two guys are really humble, and they're like, yeah, like, this was a lot of work, and this one
and
scene...
Frakes is like, this was a lot of work for me.
No,
these cocksuckers can't act.
You flip to the other side, like, we were switching between the two, and they were like... This is a really complicated shot. We had to get like ILM and blah, blah, blah. And really swooped to the other side. He's like, man, I just ripped out my dick and this shot came out.
There's a phaser in
Look
my pants.
Look at that shit. I'm not even going to talk for the next couple minutes.
Dick set to stun.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
You go back to the other one. They're like, whoa, we were like way behind schedule and we were having to get whatever. You flip back to the other side. He's like, yeah, right now you can't see it in this commentary, but I'm rubbing my balls.
Yeah, Frakes is like,
I'm so awesome.
Frakes is like, if I have to explain this scene to you, you don't deserve to watch it. So just turn it off. Break it in half. You've already paid for it. I don't fucking care.
I got my money out of it. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and be quiet for another couple minutes.
I got your 18 cents. Fucking throw that shit in the garbage. I don't fuck you. Whatever. He's,
What were we talking about?
The Daywalker. They didn't, I don't
right.
know. He's going to prison. There's really nothing to talk about there. Whatever.
No, he's a black guy. He'll serve all 3 years.
He gets to prison, is he going to be liked?
I guess if they watch movies in prison,
like what if they go to a prison where they only watch Wesley Snipes,
like
movies?
Demolition Man and Drop Zone 24/7. It's gonna be awesome.
Demolition Man,
Passenger 57.
Oh yeah,
that would be. This is ironic because Demolition Man is about a future prison, but they could have a prison where all they do to you is make you watch Demolition Man all day. You're free to do everything else, like. All right, 2:00. We have to watch Demolition.
Oh, God, I shouldn't have killed
that family.
And they actually do have seashells, like, in the bathrooms.
Right, and they don't tell you how to use them.
Yeah.
Of course not. And what was the fucking, the senso ring thing that they were doing in that movie?
Yes, they put senso rings on.
They weren't senso rings.
And then it's like, I'm a boss! Ah! What's his name? Stallone's like, take my dick out and put it in your junk. And she's like, put on this VR helmet. He's like, okay, if it gets me in your pants, it gets out of... Oh, my balls! Splurge! So, what else is going on?
Are we still going through the mail sack?
No,
what happened?
We're done.
That?
Let's go to mail sack. That's enough internet. Do you have anything?
Go. Just one thing.
Go. One thing. Go.
They had, what was it? What was that thing called? WhySoSerious.com. The whole Dark Knight thing.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that because Allison said something about it.
Yeah. So, we found out about it.
Explain what this is, though. What is Why So Serious? Or what?
It's the website.
It's the viral Batman.
The viral Batman thing. and about 3:30 this afternoon.
There were coordinates on the website for like 15 cities. And it said, go to these GPS coordinates.
We clicked on it, and it's at the North Park Mall in Dallas. Like in the
that's a secret location.
Yeah. Well, but there were other locations. So like we clicked on Boston, and one of the guys that I work with is from Boston. So he looked at the location and was like, what the fuck? Like this is out in the middle of nowhere.
This is in the sewer by an alligator.
Yeah, it's like actually in a toilet mouth. But so I don't know. We found out about it.
This is a porta potty where people give hand jobs for crack.
I know where that is. That's where I got. Yeah, but
I hand out the crack there.
It was.
You don't hand out the jobs. You hand out the crack.
It was a half. It was a half and half. You paid $3 million for a blowjob.
That was really more of a half and half.
But anyway, so we found out at the site. You go to that, and then there's a bunch of presidents that have been defaced.
Sure.
You click on your city.
Like the Joker.
Yeah, you click on your city, and then it has the coordinates on the bottom. That's where you're supposed to meet up, and there was a countdown for when you were supposed to meet up.
And then a bomb goes off and kills everybody that's stupid enough to go.
We were all hoping that was what the deal was, but this is my friend Alex took the best advantage of this. And sent his intern down there to go find out what the hell was going on.
See what this shit is, and then get me a donut.
That's some fucking abuse.
And then
power
I told him,
there.
Yeah. And then I told him, I was like, give me a call or text me or IM me and let me know what's going on. So he says that they got down there, and what it was a scavenger hunt that led you to the viewing of the new trailer that will probably be out sometime this week.
Oh, great! So I just got in my car, drove 30 miles, and I got to see something that'll be on the internet tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
That's gay.
So that's essentially...
Thanks, Batman.
Well, the thing, though, that I'm still curious
about...
Viral
marketing is for balls.
The thing I'm curious about, though, is if you click on this image, this little, like... Did you see this?
Oh, no, I did not see that.
If you click on the image, this little, like, decoder thing comes up that I don't know what...
You get out your decoder ring and you're like,
drink more
Ovaltine. Fucking Ovaltine! Son of a bat bitch!
Fudge.
Bat fuckers.
You know, my dad actually turned the movie off right there. He yelled fudge, and then the voiceover's like, but that's not actually what I said. My dad was like, that's inappropriate, off.
Do you remember the movie Big? Obviously, remember the movie Big?
Yeah, the movie was awesome.
Okay, that movie was fantastic, except when you see it later and you're like, wait, did the 12-year-old just have sex with that woman? So they showed that to us at day camp when I was like 8 or something. I went to a day camp at a gym when I was like 8 or 9, and they just stood in front of the screen like while that happened, and we're like, move your legs, titty or something, come on. Like, no, this part's bad. So
that's all I got.
Okay, mail sack. Play the mail sack theme song.
Sack.
Play it. You wrote and recorded a mail sack theme song. I want to hear it right now.
Okay.
You fail.
Mail sack.
Hang on.
Mail sack.
Hang
on.
Did
crazy
record that?
Motherfucking mail sack. Mail sack.
Hey, everybody.
It's like a 90s rap.
It's time for the mail sack. Mail sack. Mail sack.
What time is
everybody,
it?
It's a mail sack. Mail sack. Mail sack. Let me get my hands on that
sack.
Mail.
Mail sack.
And now. Joel with the mail sack.
That's actually a lot better than I thought for 0 seconds notice. That was pretty good. Good job. First question comes from Frack Truck. Question. Do you plan to expand the reader community with something like a forum? The community in the comments seems to grow every week. Maybe it's time to graduate. And then there was like 9 follow-ups to that.
That
okay.
Sounds like a moderately good idea.
Yeah, it sounds like a moderately good idea, except do you want to run it? Because I don't have time.
No.
So
that's
no
the
here.
Problem. I think a forum would be awesome. Number one, I don't have space or money currently to host it. Number two, I don't actually have time to moderate it. So I don't know. If an intrepid reader or listener wants to jump to the challenge of moderating the forum, or I don't know, just let me know. I mean, I got no problems with there being a fancy bastard forum. I just know that as of this exact moment, I can't do it myself. So
let's see how the experiment goes first.
Let's work on it, FBs.
Let's work on it, gang.
Come on, crew.
No.
Let's go to the junkyard and
play
a song.
Power. I don't know.
I was doing kind of a Fed Albert thing.
I was taking the other cartoon thing from whatever. Yeah.
Those kids would have gotten diseases from being in the junkyard for so long.
They would have gotten AIDS because they were black.
And moving on. Next question. Thanks for listening, guys. I would almost say Josh has license to say that, but he's not in any way black, and really nor does he have AIDS. So
that you know of.
Go get AIDS and then get black, and then we'll talk. Eddie. Eddie says, there was a discussion of you bowl on previous comments. If he were to make a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, how would he destroy it? Number one, Diesel. Vin Diesel?
No. The answer to this question is Sega's already done it. All he has to do is copy everything Sega's done for the last 6 years.
Yeah,
that's
but,
it.
But live action.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Cast it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Sonic the Hedgehog.
Too obvious. Too easy.
Okay.
What is what
Kristanna
the fuck
Loken?
Is,
can she be
what is
Christian Bale?
What is George Costanza's name? Who? What is his name?
Jason Alexander.
He's Dr. Robotnik.
Sonic the Hedgehog. No. I mean, Dr. Robotnik. Jerry!
But yeah,
the
it actually...
The Killing Independent George!
It actually just is George Costanza.
Right. As he calls Dr. himself Robotnik. George in the movie.
He's like, this is the only character I can do! Jerry!
They're like, U-Ball's like, there's no Jerry in this movie.
Jerry!
He's eating a block of cheese in his underwear, and they're like, roll with it. Film this. We'll fix it in post.
Just a whole block of cheese.
Kristanna Loken will be the pink hedgehog girl.
Oh, I hate her.
Yeah, we have to. What other shitty actors?
No,
has
no,
he employed?
It would be that chick. Oh, what's her name?
From Species.
Lucinda from Lost. Like they just throw in a random
Anna
like,
Lucia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Because that makes no sense, and that would fit in that world.
Who? What man would be Sonic? What? You know, Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic in the cartoon. They should hire him to play Sonic.
No, it'd be the guy who does Family Feud.
Who?
What, the child rapist?
No.
This guy that talks like...
What's his name?
The
Fatty
fat
McFatFats?
Fat comedian Fat McFatty.
Fats McFatsack?
Yeah, Fat Mouth Face.
Anderson, Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
Oh, God.
As Sonic.
Sandwich Mouth.
Now, would they actually... Would they blue him first?
Okay.
Oh,
number one, thank you. Number two, I'm going to say that in this adaptation, there are no costumes, no sets.
Oh, it's going to be like the Mario Brothers movie.
Yes, everything should be.
Oh, but it's Sonic, so that's fitting.
Why are we not watching that right now? Can we get a copy of that?
The Mario Brothers movie?
Yes, my God.
Oh, God, I can look
Mr.
for it.
Mr. Smee as Mario.
I would much rather shit out glass than...
We'll get to that.
Wait for it.
The follow-up question was live action animated or 3D. No, it's live action. No sets. George Costanza as George Costanza as Dr. Robotnik.
Louis Anderson
as the host of the Family Feud as Sonic.
I can run really fast.
Sonic's wearing like a suit, like a really fat suit.
Yes, a fat man suit. He looks like the Penguin, and he keeps
he
going.
He can only roll for half a roll and be like, "Oh, I'm tired."
He walks up to random people in the Hedgehog Kingdom, and he's like,
"Things that make you go really fast."
Like, what?
Let's go to the board.
There's no board. What
are
you talking
about? And then we'll have Burt Reynolds as Knuckles.
Turd Ferguson.
No, actually, Burt Reynolds.
Check out my name. yes, I see that. Well, say it. Turd Ferguson. Norm MacDonald's impression of him made no sense at all.
That's part.
He's like, hey, check it out. I'm Burt Reynolds. Like, what? Norm MacDonald's working on his impression. He's like, got it, nailed it.
I think it was just to give up on that show, anyways. Like he loved the fact that he gave up. On that show.
On everything.
Norm, his stick
like
was
Horatio
like,
Sands.
I'm phoning it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's funny. I watched Dirty Work a couple of weeks ago. That movie's funny. That's all.
End of story. Next mail sack.
This is from
question.
Jin Ryu. You guys touched on the topic of G.I. Joe's. You guys touched G.I. Joe. on the last episode.
Hot.
I was wondering what your opinions were of the new movie they're making now.
I want a shit glass.
Do not yet have an opinion.
Yeah, I haven't seen a trailer. I've only seen costumes, and costumes can be misleading.
Yeah.
I have an opinion, and I hate it.
What was the last... You hate your opinion or the movie?
All of it.
Okay. Shit glass. Over. Next. Pew! What was the last movie where the costume made you think it was going to be awesome, and then it sucked balls?
Daredevil.
The Hulk.
Yeah. No, Daredevil's a good one. And the Hulk. The first Hulk.
The first Hulk.
You're like, whoa, they got it right.
And
yeah,
so wrong.
Like, yeah. And somehow I'm pretending
I don't know Ben Affleck's
in it.
The Daredevil wasn't a great movie. It wasn't shitty.
The costume was good.
It was a decent, it was watchable. Hulk was just the most confusing thing I've ever sat through in my life.
That was a big walking turd.
Yeah.
It was more confusing than Sex Ed.
Fucking Ang Lee. What the fuck was he doing making that movie?
And then he made Brokeback Mountain. I don't fucking know.
I think he used the same script for both and just directed them a slightly
different. Yeah, I want to see the Hulk fuck the shit out of another Hulk.
Hulkback Mountain.
Hulk.
Hulk, fuck.
That was a beautiful moment in cinema history for me.
That was a fantastic
The Hulk
movie.
Losing his shit?
No.
No.
No. Spit Dick Mountain.
The Joker bending Donnie Darko over and fucking him, that one.
Oh,
that
which is the only way Josh can see that.
Pretty much.
He's like, the Joker. And there, look, at no point does the character actually not be the Joker. It's like, yes, Joker.
You take that, Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko likes it, the Joker. Even though he wasn't the Joker back then.
No, yeah, there's it no doesn't way matter.
It's going to be.
I think it matters.
He was like, guy from A Knight's Tale. You're a knight, and he is Donnie Darko.
Guy from 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, guy from The Patriot, come on.
Wasn't Clarissa in that?
Wait, what?
The Patriot?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh.
I don't know. I just know it was on the
Clarissa
USA
Explains
channel.
It All.
Yeah, didn't she explain that movie?
Yes. I just remember the USA Channel showed that because they were like,
you know, she was
Hedger tribute weekend.
You know, she was cockling Sam's balls.
Cockling?
I don't know.
We were actually hoping that's what the viral marketing was going to be for that. You know,
you thought Clarissa Explains It All was going to be there?
No, we thought that the Why So Serious thing was just going to be a bunch of clues that lead you to a coffin.
Oh no!
Wow, that's
too soon.
Yeah,
that's
that was
not
too
cool.
soon. With like Mary Kate Olsen, like wow, yikes. Yeah, no opinion on G.I. Joe. I mean, it doesn't exist yet, as far as I'm concerned.
Unless they somehow get William Perry to reprise his role as. William Perry.
Who's William Perry?
The fridge. He was like a
Oh, that's right. And you had
the
to
mail
get him,
order.
You had
dude.
To send in like box tops or some shit.
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter was the same way.
Yeah. I want to see if those two guys reprise their roles.
Dude, I'll tell you what. They don't need to make a G.I. Joe movie because I saw the preview for the Venture Brothers next season. At
Beautiful.
Which point,
don't spoil it for people.
At which point they made the best G.I. Joe that anyone will ever make. Go. It's in QuickTime now. It's on the internet. Go look it up. Oh, my God.
It's beautiful.
Aaron says, I caught up on Battlestar. Don't remember if you addressed this. Who do you think is the final Cylon? Already answered it. Next question. He also says, this is a spoiler alert. Hang on.
Oh, battery's running low.
Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
That's the spoiler alert. Was Tori the most pointless Cylon reveal? Yes. Had it been Billy,
it would have been awesome.
But it's not.
But you know what? I hope Billy was the final Cylon. He could still come back.
It could still be. It could still be Callie.
Yeah. God. Okay. See, here's the difference. If it's Callie, I'm going to cut myself. If it's
she's
Billy,
the least,
I'm going to unload so much cum in my pants.
I hate her for the same reasons I hate that Chief Tyrell hated her.
I know.
Number one, you could tell that bitch smelled like cabbage. She's a whiny whore. She's a flapping cunt flap. And she smelled like cabbage.
And she can't ever be happy about anything.
No, I like cabbage.
Chief! Chief's like, Callie, it's a fucking robot war in space. I need to do my job. But Chief, babies! He's like, listen, all the humans are dead. There's not very many of us left. I'm important.
We
need to stay here and talk about feelings.
No, you need to raise that kid, bitch.
Yeah, make that Cylon baby strong. So,
What?
John Dark says, "Hijinks and Sue movie, who plays who?" I want to play Eli.
I want to play Eli.
Okay.
I want to be the couch.
Done. Me and Josh as Eli is sitting on Eli. And we're both like, sucks being a Mexican. Pass me a beer. The end.
Houston, we have a problem.
I want to be played by Walter Koenig from the original Star Trek.
I want to be played by Patrick Stewart.
Oh, wait. No, I was wrong about that. That's not true. I don't like him. If you're going to be Patrick Stewart...
I want to be...
Oh, Ian McKellen. I want to be played by Ian McKellen.
Give me Richie Valens.
No, you get Bob Valens.
No.
Let's talk about... Come on, let's be realistic.
Keep it real.
Okay.
You are
Lewis
James
Scott
almost.
Jr.
Who?
Lewis...
Oh, you're Danny Trejo.
No.
Yes.
As a vampire,
yes.
As Eli.
Like a broken down version of me?
With machete. Yeah. Always with machete, though.
Danny Trejo, a machete, shirtless, wearing a leather vest.
And bandoliers.
With a sombrero full of queso.
And a poncho. The poncho is on the sombrero.
Yeah, you can't be shirtless wearing a poncho, so it's on the sombrero. And the sombrero's on fire at all times. Dude, did you see the new Family Guy?
No.
Yeah.
They go, their flashbacks are getting so pointless, but it's still kind of funny. But anyway, they're like, this is worse than a Mexican funeral. And there's 40 Mexicans stuffed in a coffin together, and the priest reads all of their names. And then at the end, he goes, he's like, Sanchez, Luis, y perros de Luis, the dogs of Luis was the last thing he said. And then she plays the organ, the old lady.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow.
That was really good. There were so many people in that coffin.
He read all of their names.
It took him like 2 minutes to read all the names.
All right, you're Danny Trejo with a machete and a peg leg.
Okay. Sure.
And really, if we're going to be fitting, you're Ian McKellen, Josh.
You're fucking Riker.
Fine.
Riker
I'll be
plays
Jonathan
you.
Frakes. You be, cause
I'll,
we have the
you
same
know what?
Beard.
I would be honored to have
you
Sir
be
Ian McKellen.
Dame Judi Dench is who you are.
Actually, I would be more honored if you played Dame Judi Dench playing me.
Oh,
yes!
That is it. Ian McKellen as Judi Dench as Josh, but not in character for any of those.
Right.
Just there and drunk.
Yeah.
He's unaware
that he's being filmed. He's like, someone give me a... I have to take a shit.
No, it's like David Hasselhoff eating that cheeseburger on the floor.
This burger. Tomatoes. This is awesome. Oh, I want to be... Okay, let's recast as inanimate objects. I want to be Kit.
That's retarded.
Give me...
It's not inanimate, though.
I'm sorry, non-human.
Oh, okay.
Red October.
You're the Red
I'm
Eli's
just
Red
the
October,
Red October.
I'm Kit. Josh, you are the F-14 from Top Gun.
It's like the screen, like you see from the corner, like the ship just comes in through the bathroom. Like
I want to.
Josh is the pussy wagon from Kill Bill.
Yes, yes, that is a fucking beautiful truck.
Wait,
particles. I want to be.
I've got boron.
I want to be an inert gas, xenon.
Damn it! I was going to say that.
Periodic elements.
Yeah, Eli, you can be.
I'm just going to be stink molecules.
I'm dirt.
Methane.
Eli's periodic element, dirt. With methane. D2ME something.
Shut up.
Okay, no, never mind. Recast as hookers from movies. I want to be the whore that killed Nicolas Cage with booze. From Leaving Las Vegas. Josh, you have to be... Julia Roberts,
in
whatever
movie?
Every movie she was a whore in. Eli, you're the chick.
So wait. Well, if I can be in Pretty Woman, that means that Jason Alexander can assault me in an elevator.
To kill like independent George, Jerry.
Let's see. Give
Richard Gere is my white knight.
The hooker that dies at the very beginning of Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
Oh, off the ledge.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep. That's the best answer. Actually, you know what? I'm going to issue a challenge. These are the questions. These are the questions that I want. I want questions where you... I want you to think of your first question, and then I want you to modify it with, like, and then which hooker would it be?
I'm already... What?
Not you. I'm saying them to the readers.
Right.
All
right.
Oh.
Dean says, I'm going to have a problem with this question. Dean says, as a straight man or gay woman, there's no lesbians here that I know of. Would you have sex with Brad Pitt? I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
What's the question? Who am I having sex with?
Would you have sex with Brad Pitt even though you're straight? Brad Pitt and Ed Norton and Christian Bale are my man crushes.
Dude, wait.
For sheer raw destructive ability.
Right. Okay. Fuck. Whatever. Edward Norton. I don't give a shit.
You don't get to answer. You're not a lesbian or a straight man.
If I dress up as a lesbian, can I answer?
Okay.
I'm gonna go to answer yes, but I have to make violent face love to Brad Pitt.
Oh, you get to do yo.
Right.
Well, that's not even
you
want to
be the top.
If you close your eyes, you can't even tell.
Even if I shoot it,
I bet he has a soft mouth.
Dude, those lips.
Not in the violent manner that I'll be doing.
The first time I ever went.
Man, he'll be lucky if he comes out of it with both eyes.
He's going to look like Angel at the end of the Fight Club.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they're like, Eli, why did you fuck Brad Pitt to death? I just want to destroy something beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, I want to fuck Bob's bitch tits.
Yeah.
That comes in later.
No.
Yeah.
That comes in later.
It's already been an hour.
That's not all it's cracked up to be.
Whatever. So, Fight Club was a confusing movie for me. I was like, wait.
I was really disappointed when we saw Meatloaf the other day and he didn't have bitch tits.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to fuck Meatloaf so bad. When I saw that movie, I thought I was gay for 2 weeks.
You want to give that man a chili dog?
I do, really. But my entire body could be the wiener. I could just lube up and slide through it like a slip and slide.
You run, you slide, you hit the bump.
Bitch tits and take a run. You do hit the bump. You hit the bitch tits and take a dive. Dram, your first question is, do I own a certain merchandise? I do not. Which Disney movie scarred your childhood? And then question two, I'm assuming this is for Eli. What are Disney movies like in Mexico?
No, those are for you.
They're a quarter of the price.
And they don't feature any Disney animation.
Yeah, they don't feature any Disney animation, but they're still with the same title and actors. And I shit you not. Like, those are real. You can buy those. Aladdin. And it's the same fucking thing.
They have those at Walmart, like right next to
those
the Disney
movie. Those
were
made in Mexico.
There's like...
That's like Fender guitars.
There's like Disney's Aladdin and Aladdin de Prince de Arabia.
Is there like a little squiggly on the end? Or yeah. No, that makes it Aladdinia.
No, it's an umlaut. Shit. It's from
that
the Dutch.
Aladdinia.
Disney childhood. I don't know. Was the last unicorn involved with Disney?
No.
That scared the fuck out of me.
Sleeping Beauty.
Never saw it.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was one of the ones I skipped.
Sleeping Beauty is the best thing that has ever come out of Disney.
Was it the last good thing they ever did?
It was in like 1954. There were good things afterwards. The movie is beautiful. Maleficent is the most evil villain that has ever been in a Disney movie ever.
The only one that fucked me up was The Headless Horseman with Donald Duck.
Oh.
The Halloween special.
Oh, you know, the demon from Fantasia made me cry.
Oh,
like
actually,
last week. Like, I was watching that, and I was hiding behind the couch.
Yeah. Were you high?
I'll tell you what movie... If he says which movie fucked you up. No, scarred your childhood.
Does Poltergeist count as a Disney movie?
Is wanting to fuck a mermaid... Little Mermaid fucked me up pretty bad. Like, I want to put my dick in some part of that fish so bad. She's basically topless. And she's naked for a while in that movie, and I don't care if you can't see it. I was like, I know
you're
naked.
The weird thing is, though, is
I
wanted sushi the whole time I was watching that.
Right.
I'm just like,
I hear you. Nom, 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 nom.
That's disgusting.
Question.
Not with soy sauce.
From Johnny Ace. If you were on a deserted island with electricity.
Sure, I'll do them.
And you could have only one geek item, what would it be? Brad Pitt.
Dildo.
Dildo and Brad Pitt.
Well, actually.
Why don't you answer the question
dildo.
For real?
Oh, sorry. One iPhone. Item? I don't know. Do you have electricity and the internet? Because then I'd say my MacBook. I mean, that's basically not even a desert island at that point. That's like being in Hawaii. It's not like we're talking Dharma Island. We're talking, I don't know. iPhone.
I just want to see how long I could do that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, that's dumb.
I can't answer that
in a funny way.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
next,
not trying to be funny. I'm
next
just...
question. Bill, the big wheel bike is called the penny farthing. It's just a link to the giant old like 1900s bike that we said Eli had. Yeah. There's a link in the comments to a guy riding it. Anyway, that's funny. Wrong. Oh, and Josh, there was a question for you since your last comment. What was the largest diameter sounding rod you've worked yourself up to? And this is what I want to point out here, okay? I understood the concept. I did not know what it was called, but this is what you said, and this is where I got confused. I said, blah, 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 something, something, you got shit in your dick, and you said, putting shit in your dick is called sounding. I thought you meant feces.
Oh, God, no.
And so I'm going, I'm so glad there's a thing, a name for when people put shits in their dick hole. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, no, that's
so.
But what was the reader on that one?
That's from Bill.
From Bill.
He wants to know what sort of dick juice you have.
So what? I have actually never attempted sounding.
Oh,
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, I thought I was doing
really
it right by putting
fathom.
Turds in my dick.
Oh.
Okay, Sergey. Okay, you guys have to pull up this link. Go to the comments page. Sergey, or I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, that's what the internet's for.
Says
that's why we're all on IM.
This is his question. This is why I love. This is maybe the best question of the whole thing. What do you think about this image that I found on DeviantArt? So already, it's a questionable circumstance, but it's maybe the most
Disney
beautiful
clock?
Image.
Oh my God. Wait, how do I make this bigger?
It's all of Death Clock remade as Disney princesses.
Oh my God. Okay, so we have Belle. We have Sleeping Beauty here. Jasmine. Oh,
Squiscar
so beautiful.
As Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Nathan as Jasmine. Pickles as Doodly Doo, Ding Dong, Doodly Doo.
Ariel.
Little Mermaid.
Ariel.
And a not very good murder face.
As Snow White.
As Snow White.
That's
fucking beautiful. This is why this is beautiful. This transcends Rule 34. This isn't porn. This is like Rule 35. For everything, there is Disney princess / fanfic. What the fuck? Some guy was like, man, Death Clock, my two loves. Death Clock, the fake metal band.
And Disney
and
princesses.
Disney princesses. And I'll put it on DeviantArt.
Oh my God, this
Maybe
is
he's
beautiful.
Got a kid that he has to watch this shit all the time.
DeviantArt is not ironically named.
No?
It's just Deviant. That's beautiful. If you're listening to this, go to the links for...
Murderface is holding his pinky out while holding the nail on a stick. That's
and,
great.
And Nathan's got his black nail polish. Go to the Podcast 13 Mail Sack and look at that. It's fucking unbelievable. Did you see... This is from Zach. Did you see Patrick Stewart on Conan? He's got a mustache.
What?
And a shaved head. He looks like a porn star's penis. I'll be the judge of that.
He was on Conan?
Zach.
What kind of pornos is
You will not tell
Zach
me
watching?
What Patrick Stewart's penis head looks like.
Okay, this was a recent episode of Conan.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm trying to download
Why
it
Why are
right
you
going to
do that? I'm going to go take a piss.
Yeah.
Alright, because
I do.
Go, hurry up.
What is that sound coming from?
My computer.
I'm
pulling up the episode of Conan. He says cut to 16 minutes. Wow, he does.
Okay,
it looks awesome.
Look.
It looks awesome. I don't tell
jokes. Huh.
Patrick Stewart's the other guy. Fuck. So such a fucking badass.
Dude, you would let Patrick Stewart fuck you as long as he was doing it as Charles Xavier.
I'd let him do it as long as he spoke to me softly in my ear. You're like this.
Tenderly.
Engage. I'd be like, say it. No, say it. No. Okay. Engage. X-gage. Engage.
Number one.
Yeah, he'd have to call me number one, or that would seal the deal. He's like, I'll give you £1,000,000 for a night of sex. And I'm like, no, I'll call you number one. Let's go. Where is your car? Thank you.
You wouldn't wait for the car.
Right. Where is under this table? How quickly can you be there? We're there. Last question's from Ro. So if you could be anyone, living or dead, fictional or non-fictional, for let's say a week, who would it be and why? Also... There's a game she wants us to play. Or he. I don't know who it is. I don't know. We sort of covered this. Eli wants to be a submarine. And I... You want to be...
The F-14. Actually, I wanted to be the Shuttle Challenger.
So you can explode
right.
And kill a teacher?
Yeah. Why not? But seriously, though. Like, when I'm going out, I want the entire fucking nation to see it.
Oh, okay.
And I want there to be fucking months of mourning.
That's not going to happen.
And I fucking want it to be live on national TV.
That might happen. You've got a much better chance
yeah,
of that.
I'm fucking praying. I'm taking so many people with me.
So they're like, Josh, you have terminal cancer. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to strap a bomb to myself and go to a mall. So
sweet.
That's the end of the mail sack. Eli would get his ass back in his chair. He could play the outro theme song that he wrote to the mail sack.
Son of a bitch. That was a lot of urine, by the way.
He's like, your toilet overflowed. I started flushing it with my foot, but it didn't work. Peed
okay.
in the bathtub, filled it up, got right, in
let's
it.
Let's try something here.
Mail sack. That was the mail sack. Sack. Sack of mail.
Ow!
Sack of balls. Hey, everybody. You were listening to the mail sack.
You're pretty good at this. All right. So get us some talking about the weekend music.
Okay.
Let's bring this bitch home.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, you never bring him home. What's wrong with you?
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just want to hear this now.
I haven't seen this in so long.
Okay, so this weekend, the many of the original cast of Mystery Science Theater 3000, including Joel, Mary Jo Pell, TV's Frank was there, Captain Lou Albano,
the mechanic from Airwolf.
The butler from Magnum P.I.
The Equalizer. The guy who played the Equalizer. That's his name, Equalizer.
The guy from Heart to Heart, but the woman's dead.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that controlled Johnny Five on Short Circuit. The second one, not the first one.
Right, right.
And anyway, Mr. Spence Theater cast are back together calling themselves Cinematic Titanic. Crow? Not to be confused with Riff Trax. These are different dudes. Trace Beaulieu was there. They did a live MST-ing of a movie, John Carpenter's...
Roger Corman's.
Roger Corman's.
What the fuck? Dumbass.
John Carpenter makes...
Double dumbass on you, okay?
Double dumbass on you. Roger Corman's, was it Wasp Women is what it was called?
The Wasp Woman.
The Wasp Woman.
Right.
Anyway, it was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
They
experience.
Sat there live and MST'd a movie for us to watch, and it was fucking great.
It was pretty much amazing. The most amazing thing that's happened in a really long
but,
time.
But it was the least eventful thing that happened that night.
That's true.
Let's start off with the setting.
Right.
All
right,
so we go to the Angelica film place area.
Somehow it's the first time Joel's ever been
well,
there.
Well, I'll quickly summarize by saying I would never have known about this, even though you said you heard about it. But
the entire internet emailed me about this. I knew
yeah,
about.
I didn't know this was happening. I got an email from the Horror Fest guys that I always get emails from, and they're like, dude, kick-ass horror movie. Go check it out. It's going to be great. And we'll send you 2 free tickets if you email us back and give us your snail
it's
mail address.
Not a horror movie at all.
No. There was during
something
the,
else.
During the film okay. fest, there was a horror movie playing. So I was like, okay. So I click on the little calendar, and it says Mystery Science Theater. It's like, yes, what? I'd like 2, please.
Okay.
And then they were like, no, it's only good for the... I was like, well, then how do I get tickets for Mystery Science Theater? I don't give
shut
a shit about
woman,
the movie.
Shut up. There's not about... There's no time for this. So they're doing this, and it's for charity. It's for something about people with dying parts. But they... here's the deal. There was this perfect storm of pop culture oddity happening at that theater that day.
Oh, yeah.
First off...
And a lot of beards.
We get there, and it's like a Meatloaf special film festival
documentary
in
search
Meatloaf.
Meat.
In search of loaf.
Something.
A meat Citizen, in search of his loaf.
Citizen Loaf is yeah. what it was called. And
the search for the red sauce.
At the end of Citizen Loaf, he's going, red sauce. Red sauce.
Yeah, whatever.
And they're like, oh, all along, Meatloaf was Meatloaf. What are you playing? Is this like Japanese techno?
Yeah.
Turn that shit off.
Make it not be terrible.
Sure.
Anyway, so it turns out Meatloaf's going to be there. And, you know, if you were going to like a, I don't know, a David Lee Roth show, you'd be like, man, there's a bunch of old rockers here. There's some old hippies and some old rockers and some hard-living, hard-drinking motherfuckers. Meatloaf's crowd was indistinguishable from the Mystery Science Theater crowd in terms of, like, awkwardness and geekiness and general oddity.
Yeah. Except there was that one woman with the breasts.
There was a woman who possessed boobage. Oh,
my God.
She was probably in her mid-60s. She was wearing a hippie shirt that was cut down to her knees.
Where her breasts were.
Titties were poured into it like a Ziploc bag full of gelatin.
Oh, it was so gross.
And then she walked past me. She had about a foot and a half of cleavage going straight down. It looked like a butt crack. And as she walked past me, it ebbed and flowed like the tide. And I lost my shit. And I think I screamed directly at her. Like, oh my God, your titties! Like, she
well,
left.
The screaming was not really understandable at first.
Sure.
By the time we figured out what you were saying, she was already gone.
But she came back.
But we found her later.
And you were blinded by the light.
Yeah, I
couldn't. Wrapped up like
a
douche.
I could not stop staring. And loafing, 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 loafing.
So yeah, the whole time we're standing in line, Meatloaf shows up. He gets out of his limo, and all these like autographed hounds.
Like late 30s women.
Go running after Meat. And, yeah, they were not late 30s. They were, like, late hundreds, tens women.
I was trying to be nice.
No, there's no nicety there. And he gets out of the car, and there's, you know, there's literally sevens of people just mauling Meatloaf as he gets out of his limo.
One seven of people.
Yeah, there's literally a seven or eight of people. I think they call that a gaggle or a murder of old bitches. And,
How do MILFs flock? I don't know how that works.
They do travel in herds. It's
cougars.
They smell
the meat.
Cougars.
The cougars.
It's a douche of MILFs.
Cougar
meat. He was Cougar Loaf. And so that was just bizarre. We're here to see a extremely geeky movie, and Meatloaf is there. And then it turns out Rip Torn is there, but I thought we were talking about Rip Taylor, the guy that runs around with confetti. He's like, hello, Rip Taylor, confetti. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's why when you said that, I was like, wait, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Eli goes like, Rip Taylor's here. And I'm like, if that motherfucker gets confetti on me, I'm going to kill him. And like, why would Rip Taylor?
Why would Rip Torn?
Rip Torn.
You're still confused.
I'm still. Rip Taylor was Zed in
Men
in Black. Rip Torn
was
a flamboyant the father. Homosexual.
Right.
No.
He was in Wayne's World for just a few minutes.
Rip Torn was the father in Freddy Got Fingered, who bared his ass for Freddy to fuck.
He was on Larry Sanders Show.
He was really drunk in the scene.
You bring that movie up so often that you would think it was good, and I can promise you that it's terrible. I've never
Daddy,
seen
would
it.
Would you like some sausage?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Not without my cheese helmet.
I've never seen that, so your references sound like the ramblings of a madman.
Well, it's Seth Green, or Seth Green, whatever.
It's Tom Green.
Tom Green, thank you.
Now no one knows what anyone's talking about.
Damn.
Oh, so
fucking Canadians.
We saw the movie. We saw some loaf.
Yeah,
and it was great. So then Eli says,
"It was fucking fantastic.
It was great. No, let's not sell
that.
Not undersell it. It was fucking amazing.
It
was a life-threatening, altering event." And then Eli says, "Hey guys, let's go get some food."
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that?
Let's get some food. People need to eat. People need sustenance.
Yeah,
I have an body that processes food into calorie energy. Let's do that. I agree. Where should we go? Somebody said, let's go to Dave and Buster's. And I said, I would rather. This is what's funny. Here's the irony. I said, I'd rather eat glass. So we end up going to
Pluckers.
Buttfuckers. Pluckers.
Pluckers.
Pluckers Wings. Which exact Pluckers was this? So we can give them some free press.
That is Pluckers in Dallas, Texas, off of the tollway, off of 75 Central and Lover's Lane in Dallas, Texas.
That's Pluckers.
Oh, no, 75206.
Tell them Eli sent you, and you'll get a surprise. So we get there and we order, you know,
drinks
food.
And
food,
what
drinks,
appetizers.
What appetizer did you choose, Eli? You chose an unconventional appetizer.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Texas fried food. Yeah. And Pluckers easily has to have the best fried pickles I've ever had.
Yeah, no, clearly.
Which
yeah.
tastes like Chick-fil-A, but without the meat. The breading is awesome.
Substitute the meat for pickles.
Pickles, right. It's a pickle spear.
You know, the pickles?
So fucking gross.
Pickle store.
You know?
And it looks terrible. It looked like fried green turds.
Yeah, it did.
Like Jessica Tandy should have come out and done a movie about it.
If by that you mean delicious, yes. It's exactly what they were.
So... at one point, we're eating,
we're talking about the show that we just saw.
Yeah, we're
like,
so happy.
I'm eating my, I actually was eating fried macaroni.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like an idiot, I had wings.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you did.
And then Eli makes his face. Like
he just sort of stops for a second.
Oh.
That's interesting. That's an interesting texture.
And it was met with a sound, right? There was a sound effect involved.
It was definitely a...
And it wasn't like one of your own teeth or like there wasn't a human tooth in the food. No.
No.
Eli spits out
what
fucking shards of glass.
Yeah. So I'm, as this happens, yeah. Bling. As this is going through my head processing, as soon as I bit into the glass, all I thought was like,
shoot
is that
the
a,
glass.
Is that a bone?
Wait, yeah.
Well, here's the funny part.
Is it a pickle bone?
Yeah.
Did you not debone your pickles here?
The funny thing is, literally moments before that, we were joking about Clone High. We're making the joke about we eat our mistakes.
Yeah,
but it's glass.
Yeah.
You
eat.
Abe eats glass.
Second glass reference within the 30 minutes time period. So all I'm thinking is like, what the fuck? So I slowly like pull out as like a magic trick. Pull out a piece of glass.
Like a piece of thread with razor blades tied to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it just keeps going. But it's just fucking glass.
There was at least three or four shards. They were probably half the size of a dime, I would say.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this plastic? And I was like, let me test it. And I'm like scratching the table with it. I'm like, no, that's like window glass.
Yeah.
That is auto glass.
Yeah,
they
came off someone's Ford F-150.
Now... 10 minutes prior to you eating glass, we heard glasses break
in the background.
So here's what I want to know.
There was applause and everything.
I've actually worked up a scenario that completely explains this whole situation. You saw on the wall that they had awards for eating the most wings and eating the most fucking fried dipshits and whatever else.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, didn't it say dicks on, cocks on it or something like that?
Yeah, it was
chicks
cocks.
And cocks.
Chicks and cocks under the word...
Hall of Flame.
Hall of Flame, and it said cocks, which is awesome.
So it's flame cocks.
Flaming cocks. So I'm assuming that they were getting ready to give out their fried pickle eating trophy, which was a glass pickle. And then they accidentally fried that, thinking it was a real pickle.
Right.
And then fed it to you.
That's actually quite possible.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Come on, that explains it all.
Oh, yeah.
It's like wrapping up Battlestar. It explains the whole thing, ties it up.
Glass pickle. That's your final fucking answer.
Glass pickle is my guess. Either that or...
the dumb fucking bartender bitch fucking dropped a glass. Like,
and then it bounced off the wall and ricocheted back into the left
and then into
the pickle batter.
Back... into the left.
Are you trying to tell me this was a magic piece of glass?
This
I think so.
Done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What was that?
That's still real to me. The fucking wrestler guy.
The dude talking about wrestling.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
He's being interviewed.
So,
he's crying.
Anyway, so you ate glass.
I ate glass.
So
I'm invincible.
Freaking out.
I'm totally invincible because I fucking eat glass.
Eli's like stunned.
If any of you motherfuckers ate glass, let us know.
Eat the glass.
Email us at hijinks and sue. Yeah, I'm freaking out, but then as soon as I get all the glass out of my mouth, I stick out my tongue.
You shouldn't ever have to say that sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
You've had to say it way too many times in the last 3 days.
Yeah, probably. But, I stick out my tongue, and I'm like, am I the baleen? And everyone's like, no. And so I put
Denise is there with half of a fried pickle in her mouth.
Still, yeah, like...
she's like...
yeah.
Like, what's going to be in mine? Like, lit matches?
The best part is the best part is the manager finally makes his way over, and as soon as he looks down, he's like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!"
No, the best part was the stoner guy that was waiting on us.
He wasn't even our waiter. He was the waiter like three tables over.
He's Pluckers in Dallas, 75 Central and Lover's Lane. There's a stoner guy there who comes over, and he's like, "What? No way." He said fucking. He's like, "That has never fucking happened. No way.
Dude, I'm going to go hit up my bong."
Yeah.
And then he goes to the back and says, "Where's my bong?"
It's broken. There's resin all over the floor.
Shit.
In the pickle fryer.
What? How did that happen?
So they're like, "Randy, go get your tables." And he like throws his bong in the pickle fryer.
To a browned in gold color.
He's like, "No fucking way, man. There's glass in your pickle, man." And you're like,
it's fucked up. High five.
Serious, bro. Like, look, Cloverfield, this is not a fucking frat party, dipshit.
There was a frat party going on behind us.
Hey, come on, guys.
Come on, bro. Hams, eat some glass is all I'm saying.
It'll get you high. Cloverfield.
It'll get you high. If you eat bong glass. If you eat glass from a really old bong, it'll get you still fucking high.
Oh.
And Eli's like, "I don't know, man. I mean, my mom always told me, fucking eat it, dude." You're like, "All right.
Okay."
We're putting Wesley Pipes to bed here. Wesley Pipes. Long bong silver, bro.
A little shake and bake.
And
that's what it was. That was the seasoning they used.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bong glass. They've got two boxes on the counter. One of them's shake and bake. And he's like, "The other one's shake and glass. That looks better." He pulls out the glass pepper mill, puts a whole window in it. "A fresh glass?" Like, just a little bit. "That's too much."
"That's good.
Thank you. Well, please. Yeah. A little bit more."
He gets some in my soup.
And some Parmesan. Crunch. Yeah. They're like, "We're out of glass. Oh, God, go in the parking lot and break a window with this hammer."
Is that where the cop ran out there?
The pickles are out of glass. There was a cop that jumped up and ran off like someone was eating glass.
Yeah.
These fucking kids, are they ever going to learn to stop eating glass? Just because it gets you high. Yeah, that's what I thought.
When does this turn into an after-school special?
Whenever. That's what I thought was that it was like
we cut to Eli's funeral and...
I told Eli it was...
Panama.
It lacerates your mouth so you can get more pickle flavor. It's a flavor delivery system.
So the juice goes directly into your bloodstream.
The juice go directly into your bloodstream?
No.
Whoa,
no. You shoot up pickle juice, right? I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
I inject it into
from
my
the
eye.
Pickles?
It's because that's the only way it gets me high anymore.
I have an open sore on
it's
my
not
leg.
A party without pickles.
Oh,
no, I have an open sore on my leg, and I cut a kosher deal in half and just grind it into the wound.
Yeah, that's my backup plan. I only do that if I run out of syringes.
It's like me buying pickles is like all of...
Where are you going
Requiem
with this?
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine that movie
minus
heroin. You
sell your mother's TV for pickles.
Minus heroin plus dill pickles. And that's my life.
You know what? I still want to just point out for the record, a glass-eating champion sitting right over here.
Well, that was the other thing we wanted to put on the wall. It was like right next to ate 60 wings and got a free meal. It's like Eli ate 2 ounces of glass. Got our whole table comped. The guy
that
comes over
cool,
and he's like, okay, first off, I just need you to sign this. The whole time Rick is going, "Eli, don't sign a waiver. Whatever you do, don't sign a waiver." And Eli's like, okay, sign whatever. Like in fine print, it's like, "We understand that we fed you glass. You are in no way going to sue us." They bring out a form, an incident report that Eli has to fill out. And like, it's all generic, but like one of the checkboxes is like, "Did you find glass in your pickles? Yes or no?"
Yes, no, or maybe.
Yes, no, or... And then the guy kept trying to tell us it was plastic. He was like, "I think it was plastic." I'm like, "Yeah, plastic doesn't shatter into little glass pieces, douche." That was glass. Which overshadowed everything else that happened that night.
Yeah, the stoner dude was like, "No, it was glass."
Nah, bro.
Because I can't find my dildo bong.
Yeah.
Whoa. Would that make it a glass cock?
Yes. I slit my wrist open and poured pickle juice with it. It's definitely glass, bro. I found a vein and dug it open with this shard of glass, dripped pickle into it bit by bit. So, if you have any suggestions for the next thing that Eli should fry up and eat, just send him podcast@hijinksensue.com. We'll feed it to him. He won't know. We thought it was like a really shitty attempt to murder him.
Like, yeah.
KGB assassins are like, put the glass, three shards in the pickles.
If he dies, he dies. Whatever he hits.
Like, I have bullet. He can shoot. Sniper. I am sniper trained. 12 years KGB. No. No borders. Put three tiny shards of glass in fried pickle. This will kill him every time.
Every time.
He's like, but we have radioactive isotope. It kill him, take months, he die.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Thanks, oh, communism.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Big fracking deal.
It's Ty.
Yeah.
Maybe your glass is with my eye! What? Calm down, fucker. Josh, it's kind of hard to be on the podcast when you're reading stuff on the internet.
Yeah, I'm reading reviews of Grand Theft Auto 4 right now.
And
I'm
reading
sorry.
Reviews.
It's so important.
Reading Thanks, reviews bro. Of my glass incident.
Thanks, bro. Somebody asked us.
It's midnight tonight. I'm getting my GTA on.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I skipped a question.
Then let's answer that, bitch.
This was for you, idiot holes. To our industry insiders, this is from Frack Truck, too. How long should it take to make a video game, and what sort of things cause delays?
Oh, let me go ahead and answer that.
Yeah.
You want to take that?
Let me answer that by eating glass. That's kind of what it's like, isn't it? What's worse?
Yeah.
Making a video game for 4 years or eating three pieces of glass?
I don't know. Let me think. I've done both now.
You get sick of looking at the same shit after about 6 months?
No.
Yeah.
Come on, man. These people want to know.
But, I mean, after six, unless you're... Well, never mind. I can't say that out loud.
No, you know, I'm going to say no because, like, I don't know. Maybe it's different this time around with the whole next-gen stuff. The Xbox 360 and the PS3, which I only have one game for.
Fuck the PS3.
Oh, your Blu-ray player plays video games?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Pretty cool, but I've never done it.
Huh.
It's got a really odd controller.
The remote is weird.
The remote's really odd.
Yeah. And it doesn't vibrate either. That surprised me. Yeah.
Like my TV remote does.
Yeah. But, and my
actually,
dildo.
You know what's weird is for a TV remote, I use DDR pads. And then you have to dance to change the channels.
I use my guitar.
I use the old Olympic.
Channel up, channel up, channel volume, channel up, channel
I use the
down.
Old track and field pad from Nintendo.
Yeah, with two fists.
Yeah. To change the channel.
Wait, triple jump. Nope. No. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
17 feet.
Woo!
Like, we're going to be showing a demo here in the next, I don't know, soon. I'm probably giving away.
How long
something.
Has this game taken to make? They have a question.
3 years.
It's taken 3 years. It will come out in 2009?
No,
it's
coming
out
in
this
August.
Year. It's coming out August. It is coming
2010?
Out in 3 months.
11, 2011?
Right.
Of this year, 2008.
1914?
Right. Yes.
Damn you! Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
that one.
It's taken a while.
The first one took longer.
No.
Didn't it?
The first one, which is on the original Xbox, did not take
18 minutes?
No. I want to say the first one did take longer.
No, it didn't.
We're talking about the Brothers in Arms franchise.
No. You were working on Halo, you sick son of a bitch, while I was doing pre-production on the first Brothers in Arms. That shit was 4 years.
That's what I'm saying. You were almost working on Brothers in Arms when I met you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long fucking time. And this was the problem with the first one, is they couldn't get me to agree to be in it.
What are you talking about?
And
you're
I'm
in
saying,
the first one.
I'm saying, fuck you guys, I want more money.
Whatever.
And so 6 months of
you were saying, like, oh shit, you got me to be dude,
oh,
yeah,
wait, that's
woo!
Right. Oh, wait, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's...
And I get paid?
No shit!
They're like, dude, can you put your pants back on?
Yeah.
Seriously, why?
Don't then touch your balls in the booth.
That has nothing to do with anything we're doing right now.
And now you have a fucking IMDb page,
hey,
and
you know
I don't, you fucking cocksmoker.
You know why? Okay, first off, you could have one. Do you know why I have one?
Why?
I fucking made it.
Yeah, I know,
you
but what's my credit
one?
Gonna be?
Whatever you
made the shit?
Whatever you did on those video games that you made?
Whatever.
In any case, no, I don't get bored of looking at the same shit, because literally, on a week-by-week basis,
different shit's
changing.
Blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shit blows up better every
yeah.
single day.
Actually, yeah, that's quite honest.
What? Here's my question. When you're starting a game, I mean, okay, you have like no textures, you have like an idea, you have whatever. Are you super unimpressed by like the first shit you see? Does it look like PlayStation 1 shit? And you're like, yeah, this will look great in a year, 12.
Well, this no, around, even our starting, like our basic, like, hey, it's a great texture, is still better than PlayStation 1 shit.
Oh,
yeah,
like, it actually would have to be.
It's like the default shitty texture is still a fully pixel shaded, like DirectX 10, like ridiculous thing for no reason. Just because we can.
What about Condition Zero?
Oh, God.
How long did you work on that without it ever coming out?
I don't know.
God.
How long can an abortion go on? How long can that abortion last?
I'm not going to finish this.
It was actually, well, the coat hanger tore the uterus, and then there was internal hemorrhaging, and
Did we go one episode without talking abortions?
Then they somehow, they somehow got a blowtorch in there to patch it up.
They tried to weld it shut.
Wow.
Yeah, that game was
open
a
up the blast doors.
What was that?
Close the blast doors.
Was it like 99 when that started, or
fuck if I know?
2001.
No, it started in.
It was during
the beginning of 2001. Yeah, we made it through like 9 months, and then 9/11 happened, and
we changed.
Then we had to
entire...
cut half the game out because it wasn't cool to be a terrorist anymore. Like, oh, who fucking would have guessed that? Yeah, that was dumb.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, no, we cut half the game. Half
Plus,
the game
you had
was...
to remove the scene where the planes fly into the World Trade Towers.
Yeah, no, we
that
didn't.
Was your idea.
No, that would have been a lot of work back then, oh, and okay. I was like, "Fuck that, no."
We're leaving that in.
Yeah,
yeah. And then that
it was
game...
like it was so much work. We're not cutting it.
And then that game never got released or played in any
no,
fashion.
No, it did.
No, I thought you said they fucked it to where it was like unrecognizable.
No, they're like you can still see shit that I built and what got released.
Who got
but
credit
none
for
of
it
my
though.
Art got made in.
But no, actually, they replaced almost every texture and made them awful.
Yeah.
So who made it eventually?
Ritual.
Turtle Rock.
No. Well, Ritual made part of what you saw that got released, and then Turtle Rock took what Ritual made, and yeah, Ritual's no longer with us.
Typical ideal turnaround time for a next gen title. Is it 3 years?
Yes.
It's going to be like 3.5.
Three years if you're starting with. Somebody else's technology.
How the fuck is that possible? Because
five if you're starting with your own.
Because you have five times the amount of content than you had
here's the fucking,
ever before.
Here's the question. Yeah. If a console's lifespan is like 7 years on the outside, how do you make more than... I mean, how do you take advantage of that
life cycle?
The PlayStation
1 lasted for 10 years, and the PS2 is on its way to also last 10 years.
Are you actively developing for PS2 right now?
Like, people still develop for the
PS2.
No, we don't. Why the fuck would we do that?
That's what
I'm saying, man. That's what third world countries are for.
Yeah.
That's what graduates from Westwood College are for.
Yeah. Right. No, they're not even for that.
I'm totally saving that sound.
Saving that sound for the next level. Pew, pew. I'm going to design another game tomorrow.
Oh, but actually, CZ was responsible for pew,
pew.
Which was, that's a joke between me and Eli that you don't know about.
No one on the internet gets, so that's great.
That's
boom, boom, boom.
Pew.
Quality. Yeah, that was
just... well, y'all can suck it.
Okay.
Houston, we have a problem.
Well, that's his question, then.
Yeah. Oh, it was also responsible for lab equipment, but you don't know what that is for either.
I like it. I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Yeah, that was actually me and Mikey, who you know, and some of our readers know.
I do know Mikey.
Drove my boss crazy
Mikey
for about 3 days
Mikey designed the
straight.
Hijinks and Sue website.
Yeah. We chanted, lab equipment, back and forth to each other
Can
for about 3 hours one day until my boss basically tried to have me fired, but it didn't work.
Can you always chant that always forever?
Lab equipment. And
yeah.
keep doing it. That's it. It gets
is there anything you want to say about your game that's coming out? Is there
it's fucking tits. That's what I want to say.
It's tits. It's tits-tacular.
It was it's so good, I quit over it and then came back. Think about that.
I would say that...
You quit out of frustration of making it and then came back because it was so great.
Yeah, and that
this would sound like...
All the hard work. Josh's plan goes, okay, for this year, it's going to get really hard, so I'm going to quit and leave. But when I come back, all that shit should be done.
Right. And then
he comes back and they're 2 months prior to when he left.
Yeah.
Like, we went backwards somehow. I don't know
like,
what happened.
Son of a bitch! Why do I have to fucking finish this shit on my own?
This is probably going to sound like us stroking our own cock, but...
It all does.
Actually, this is what it sounds like.
Oh. And
but
I
actually,
am.
By,
and I am right now.
Yeah. By saying this, like, it is one of the... It is one of the best-looking games and playing games that I've played.
You know what makes it look better? When you buy it.
Yeah.
That's when it unlocks the full potential of the graphics and the sounds.
You should buy it for the Xbox and not for the PlayStation.
Not that it matters.
The frame rate on the PlayStation is doing nothing but pissing me off
also,
right now.
Also, you get less, like, you get less money when they buy it on the PlayStation?
No.
No, let's just say the engineers at Sony could have done a much better job.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is the funny thing about
awful
money and nerds.
Yeah.
Is, you know, a couple years ago...
Hookers.
Brothers in Arms.
Coke.
Sells. Then it sells well.
Yeah, who knew?
And,
didn't see that coming.
Who knew, yeah. So then one day...
I bought a golden cat.
Yeah, one day... a diamond-studded helicopter lands on the building, and a guy gets out with a briefcase and just starts handing out, like, sacks of money to a bunch of poor nerds.
It's the best thing that's ever happened
and
to me.
And then the next day, like, everyone you work with had a new car.
Yeah.
That's what nerds do. They're like, excuse me, you know, a $30,000 a year guy. Here is 80 grand all at once.
Yeah.
And 1-900... hookers to the door.
I can finally buy those Guess jeans
that I wanted since the 90s.
Yeah, that I've wanted.
Yeah.
A Tommy Hilfiger shirt. That
Let's
I
go to
have.
The Chess King.
It was pretty cool, though, because I went out to the car dealer and I sat and I argued with him for 2-3 hours until it came down about $6,000. And
they're like, we'll get this idiot on the finance.
And then I fucking wrote a check for the thing and walked out. It was beautiful.
Later,
I
bitches.
Shed a single tear.
Dude, anyway, I saw him do that, and then he wiped his ass with a check and threw it down.
You should have folded it into a ninja star and thrown it at the guy.
Dude, seriously, whenever I pulled out the checkbook and like wrote the whole total, he looked like I had kicked him in the stomach.
You can't do that.
And I was like, I just did, bitch.
He probably made no money off that deal.
I don't care either.
Fuck that guy.
The same thing happened to me when I went to the bank, and I was like, I need to cash a check. And they're like,
there's a Mexican here that says he has money. Get the security guards.
They're like, this should be comical. Hey.
It's the check cashing places at the
corner. Go get Juan, the janitor, so he can see how he's never going to amount to anything.
No, this is what Eli does. Eli goes to Ace Cash Express that takes like a 2% with like a $100,000 check. And he's like, I don't have a bank account, and I have really bad credit. They're like, it's going to cost you $20,000. Like, I don't care.
That's my favorite.
$2,000.
That's only like a 2%, though, right? I mean, that's not too bad.
Right, they're telling you it's going to be $65,000. That's 3%? Is it gone up? Okay.
No, sure, why not?
It's like buying stamps, right?
They give you like a gift card to Chili's.
Yeah.
For 80
but
bucks.
it's only like buy one meal, get another one
right.
at free
right. or lesser value.
But yeah. For your service.
No, that was funny because I went to Chase Bank and I wanted to deposit that.
He's back.
And they were like, yeah, whatever, just wait. Go wait over there, Mr. fucking
I've got some money and I'm Mexican. Go get in the booth.
And I'm sitting there in my hoodie, you know, and all just like I don't care. And then as soon as I show them the check, they're like, oh, sweet God. Like, one minute.
Apologizing and shit.
Yeah, they start apologizing. They're going and getting people and they're telling me how
they're like,
oh, we're giving you, you're like moved up to Golden Cock like membership. Yeah. Everything's free.
They actually give you a statue of a golden throbbing penis.
Yeah. They actually gave me an iPod, like a little Nano.
And
I was, yeah, because I opened opened three accounts that day.
They're like, we are going to spend your money so fucking fast. Get the guy an iPod.
Yeah.
So the first time that happens, everyone goes out and buys cars and then everyone's still broke.
Afterwards. Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
Okay. So it was fantastic. The second time it happens, they bring in a financial like analyst and planner and they take pre-tax money out of it. And they're like, you guys fucked up last time. You have to watch a seminar about investment. And like everyone's like, coke and horse.
And it was on a reel to reel, like in the old.
And there's like
money and you
hair caught in the shutter and everything.
Nightline, video games are the bee's knees, and money is coming out everybody's ass. The stock market's not doing so great, but video games are on the rise.
Jimmy,
no, then it's
what are you going to do with your money?
No, then it's the two sales guys from the like the old GM like sales reels that make him watch. Where it's like, so Dan. Here you're doing pretty good sales. Oh, I'm doing all right, Fred, but I could do better. I got a couple of tips for you, Dan. Let's talk about your techniques.
Hang on a minute. Let me call my whores and get some hookers.
Tell them to bring the coke.
Actually, it's like, well, Billy, you just got your first check for video game royalties. What are you going to do? I don't know. I think I'll buy some whores. Billy, you should save your money. I want to put my dick in a whore. An expensive one. And a bike.
Yeah.
And some baseball cards.
The kind of don't leave the sores after, like, the day after.
The baseball cards?
The, sure.
Oh, the boars. Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, the baseball cards.
They're like,
cards
Billy, you could buy baseball cards to stick in the spokes of your bike. I can stick them in a whore. I have so much money, I don't know what to do. They're like, all right, here's your check. And this guy's like, Amazon.com search, keyword Boba Fett, purchase all items, instant go.
Yeah. Okay,
and $50,000 is gone.
I purchased a baby that's dressed as Boba Fett?
Yeah, what?
That's not what I did. My story was a little different.
Yours was more decadent and depraved than that.
I know. I was proud of myself. I was especially proud of myself.
I don't know if they make internet for that. For that story.
The internet helped a lot to make that story, actually. Okay. But, yeah, I quit my job and I went to Europe for 3 months.
And actually, a few weeks before that, we were on the phone. I had just bought a house, and Josh is like, I think I'm going to do the right thing. I think I'm going to invest my money. I think I'm going to buy a house. I'm definitely going to buy a car. I'm going to lower my cost of living. I'm going to get a house. I'm going to pay for it, and I'm going to have a paid-for car and a paid-for house. I'm going to turn my life around, and that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday, he's like, quit, fuck you, and fuck you, and I'm out, and I need 2 tickets to fucking Amsterdam, and I need a bong, and I need some new luggage, some Louis Vuitton luggage, and I don't want any clothes, I just want money, and then cash this into tins, and put it in the new Louis Vuitton bags, and then I want naked whores and strippers to carry me on a chariot, and...
I'm like, what happened to saving your money and doing the right thing?
Bitches! And Amsterdam.
It went down exactly like this.
Yeah. I actually was like elbow deep in a whore when I was like, my other hand was
like
free for the phone. The other hand was using the phone, and I was
were
like,
you made you a friend.
Talking through her sideways mouth there?
No, I was using my free hand to talk to Josh, and I was like, you're going to do what? Wait.
Dude, be responsible. And this was before Eli got his check.
Yeah. And that was because
we're getting what? We're getting money? I can afford this whore. I was just going to kill her.
I can just leave the gun in there now.
Yeah. I was just going to kill her, but now I can pay and feel all right.
She's going to do an inside abortion.
Wow. Wow. Eli keeps a derringer in his hand when he's elbow deep in a hooker and he just kills her at the end.
A derringer. How quaint.
She's like, what are you using there, Eli? He's like, shut up, whore.
What was that?
A little pink mist at the top of her head.
That was me, baby.
Yeah.
It was all me.
We get paid for our job?
Wait,
God,
really?
I was just elbow deep in a whore. I was just wearing two whores like they were scuba flippers.
Like fucking oven mitts.
No, he's wearing one each 1 each foot.
No, he's pushing them into the oven.
Eli's burying whores in his backyard. He's like, if only something could happen to turn my life around to where I could pay these whores instead of burying them in the backyard. Plus, I don't have a house. I'm just burying them in some guy's backyard.
That's what my life was until that point. And then I was like, wait, what?
I was really enjoying elbowing this whore.
We get paid? Wait, you get a check?
And it'll never happen again. Actually, it did, and then Josh was like,
wrong.
The first time, Josh got, you know, a medium-sized check and bought, what, half a Jeep with it? And he's like, I bought a fucking half a Jeep! And I'm like, cool! And we drove it around, and it fell over because it only had 2 wheels. And and then the next day, he's like, it'll never happen again. The next time, it was like 10 times as much. And he's like, yeah, but I'm jumping ship. This motherfucker is sinking. This rat is jumping off the fucking Titanic before it burst into flames. And they're like, prosperity on the march. Video games, they're recession proof.
Yeah, I don't know where your recession talk thing came from. That's not how it went.
What?
Never mind.
You know they said that?
They are recession proof.
They said video games are recession proof.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment.
Regardless of how little money. I'm hoping that applies to websites.
No.
Regardless of how little
because
money.
Please, God, help.
Yeah, when people don't have, like,
it's
fucking,
Monday night and we're not getting paid to do this.
When there's no meat on the table, they're like, gotta buy video games. Your baby's dying. Must have GTA 4, bitch.
Yeah, but if the baby's dead, you don't have to take care of it.
Okay, did you read that, like, Iron Man, not the video game, but the movie is worried that this is the same week that GTA is coming out?
Yeah, the
it's
studios
going to
are
hurt their sales.
9 million is what they think it's going to pre-sale. Pre. Yeah.
Wait.
That's fucking sure. crazy.
9 million copies of the game for pre-sale?
Yes.
Well, they're estimating first week sales of $400 million, whereas Iron Man's opening weekend, they're estimating at $100 million, which is Jesus hilarious. Christ. Like, is Rockstar million is
like
great.
Is Rockstar like the giant right now, money-wise?
Not really.
No.
This will this change
still
that?
Still EA.
Well,
oh, EA doesn't count.
Well, no, there would Take-Two. EA was trying to bail out Take-Two, and Take-Two told them to
fuck off.
People
that make the same sports game over and over and over don't count in my book.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, so this week, Hijinks and Sue podcast was brought to you by Eating Glass, Elbow Deep in Whores,
Glass,
Video Games. What else?
A cinematic Titanic.
Oh, yeah, Mystery Science Theater.
Go check them out. Riff
and
Tracks.
It was also brought to you by the entire can of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls that I ate last night for dinner at 12:30.
Please tell me you cooked them first.
I cooked six of them. I ate two of them raw.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's like oysters for Josh.
I know, it's so good. Yeah, I do.
Do you apply icing to the raw dough?
No, no.
That would be gross.
Well, no, because that way that... It averages out so they have more icing per cinnamon roll left
Your
over.
Ass becomes like a Play-Doh machine when you're done with that. You could put a star mold on your ass and you would just shit out Play-Doh stars. That's so gross.
I should try that sometime. You know what? 7-11. I have a new camera. I will give you the evidence when it happens. Okay.
7-Eleven.
Oh, Eli! Eli showed up with a big gulp and a fucking taquito from 7-Eleven.
That's disgusting.
It looked like the cinnamon roll tube that Josh would have shit out if he deep fried it.
Yeah. And it was good.
And
I eat that shit. And
and viewers like you.
Yeah. This episode was brought to you by the letter P and the number 7.
The letter whore and the number fisting.
Elbow deep.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my fist whore? I'm going to close the show with a song from the band Spiraling, who I've been talking about recently. They have a new album coming out. It's up for pre-order right now. It's Spiraling with one L, spiraling.net. And
we want to thank the fans who didn't say what's up. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for not making me feel like a star.
Next time, go for it.
This one's for you.
That's the only time Joe will ever be there. This is not the future we were
I would pound his face hole.
Lab equipment!